Okay, the Mishnah. Chayla v'noyser lefonov v'ochal echod mehem v'eni yodea mehizan ochal. So a person has chayla v'noyser in front of him. He ate one of them. He doesn't know now which one he ate. Ishtoi nidav ha'choysim v'babayis shogag b'achas mehem v'eni yodea bezim him shogag. Or Shabbos via Mekipurim. Vosom Alocha ben Hashmoshois. Then he did Bezim and also. He doesn't know if he did it on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Either way, he did it on one of them. In all of these cases, Rebbe Elazar Mechayev Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua Poitel. In all these cases, Rebbe Elazar was Mechayev Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua Patos. Rabbi Yesi, the last case is not a machlekes. Leinech l'kuala isem alocha ben hashmoshes shupoto. Ben hashmoshes wouldn't qualify for a chatos even according to Rebbe Elazar, because Rebbe Elazar's reasoning is that either way a chayev a chatos, you would definitely oiver an isakoros. But ben hashmoshes, you'd be poto shani emel miktsas also hayoim umiktsas also lamocha. You did half and half. And therefore, you would be potter from a chatas. Potentially, you didn't do a malocha on either day, a complete malocha. Amanech luk wa loisim malocha besoich hayoim, ve'eni yedei hayim also b'yom ha-kippurim, also, he doesn't know if he did it b'shabbos, also b'yom ha-kippurim also. Oy alo oisev, ve'eni yedei me'eni is a malocha also. In all of these cases, Rabbi Elazar Mechayev Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua Poitel. Okay, now it seems that this machloikis, Tanoim, is a machloikis on Yediyas Chet. How much knowledge you have to have in order to be Chayev Chatos. Rabbi Elazar holds generic knowledge. You have to know that you did an Issa Koras. What's the difference? What exactly it was, Yechayev. And Rabbi Shua holds that you need to have a vadai yidi on what chet you did in order to be chayev achatas. It's all a tanai to be chayev achatas. And it makes a lot of sense because, as we explained till now, in order to be chayev achatas, you need the idea. The idea creates the chiv. So therefore, the fact that there was a chet is not enough. It's the Yediyah's chet. If Yediyah wouldn't be mechayev achatas, then of course he'd be mechayev achatas. Because now you know for sure you ate, you need a kapora, so you have to bring a kol. So l'chayev, the only way to explain the machlekes Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yeshua, is how much knowledge you need, or how defined the knowledge has to be to trigger a chayev achatas. So it's very strange now. The Mishnah comes and makes two statements which l'chayra are completely unrelevant to the first din of the Mishnah. Irrelevant to the first din. It says, Om Rabbi Yehuda, poitroi hoyo Rabbi Yeshua af me'oshom tole. Now that has nothing to do with what we learned in the Reish. There's no Oshom tole because there's no Sofik Chet. The whole Oshom tole comes because of a Sofik Chet, which ultimately the Gemara is going to go in that approach. What does this bechlal have to do with the machlokes Rebbe Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua? Rebbe Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua have a machlokes whether you need a idea of which avera you did in order to be chayev achatas. Right? Oshem Toli comes for a sofik chet. So the Mishnah says you should know that you want to know how far Rabbi Yeshua goes. He even patters you from an Oshem Toli. That's not because of a chesaron yediya. That's because you have a vada chet. That has nothing to do with the machlokes. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar are on the same plane. The reason why you're part of an Oshem Toli is because you have a Vaday Chet. Has nothing to do with the previous Machlokes. In Gan Shas, whenever you find a statement like this, we're elaborating on the first Shita. Rabbi Yeshua has an opinion, and we're elaborating on that Shita. But here, if the reason why you're part of an Oshem Toli would be because you don't know, then it would make sense. Meaning, if we would say like this, since you don't know whether what you may have done was chelev or noisar, that would be considered elaborating on the first statement. In other words, you don't know if you were over, you have a suffix whether you were over a chet, and you have a suffix of what your suffix is. Exactly. Then it would make sense that the Mishnah is elaborating, the Mishnah is saying you should know that you're potter, even from an Hashem Toli, even if you have a Sfek Sfek. Now, we already discussed earlier that Sfek Sfek is a Machlokes Rishonim. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. By any Sfek Sfek of Yechayv and Hashem Toli. So clearly, Sfek Sfek is not the issue here. Here we're going back to the same case where you know for sure that you ate Chelev or you ate Noisim. So the reason why you're potter from a Kol of an Hashem Toli, both according to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shu is the same. It's because not a Safek Chet. So what Bechlal is a Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, Poitre Rabbi Yeshua Afni Hashem Toli. Why in the world would you bring an Hashem Toli? And the sense to bring an Hashem Toli according to Rabbi Yeshua would be exactly like it would make sense according to Rabbi Lezer. You're potter because you have a Vaday Chet. It doesn't begin to fit the category of Hashem Toli, which again ultimately is why the Gemara comes out. Ultimately, the Gemara comes out that there's no way to bring an Hashem Toli here because you have a Vaday Chet. You can't bring an Hashem Toli on a Vaday Chet. It doesn't work on a Vaday Chet. Here it's a Vaday Chet. No, Hashem Toli is not where there's suffer clarity. Hashem Toli is where we don't know if you did a chet bichlal. By a vaday chet, you cannot bring an Hashem Toli. Because it's not machaper on a vaday chet. Now, if you want to clear that you could bring an Hashem Toli on a vaday chet, suffik if it's this, suffik if it's that, that would be equal. All I'm saying is, that would be equal of a shaila that Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shu could have. It has nothing to do with their machlokes. Has nothing to do with the machlokes of Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shu. That would be a separate thing. You want to analyze? You can bring an Hashem Toli. Maybe. Has nothing to do with the machlokes of Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shu. And the reason why Rebbe Lezer holds you bring a chatas and not an Hashem Toli is because Rebbe Lezer holds, for the same reason Rebbe Shu holds, you don't bring an Hashem Toli. They both hold Hashem Toli is not on the table. Because it's a Vaday Chet. So if you want to tell me this Chiddush independent, even if you hold it as a Shtigl Chiddush, it would be a separate Chiddush. You should know that Hashem Toli doesn't come when you have a Vaday Chet, you don't know what you did. But it has nothing to do with the Machlokes of Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Because then he'd be amazed. Maybe Yudish later. He'd be amazed then. That's why Rashi had to stick those words. As amazed he's talking about Kapoha. Anyway, so this is a really very shver, and the Mishnah progressively gets more shver. The problem is that each binyan of this Mishnah doesn't seem to connect to the case before. Each case in the Mishnah seems to be something totally new. The first thing is machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. If you, what kind of yedia you need to be mechayev achatas. The second statement of the Mishnah is you should know Hashem Toli only comes on a sofik chet. Totally different. It could belong in another perek. Now we come to a third statement, which again lechayer has nothing to do with the reisha. The Mishnah says like this. Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon Shazuri Yomrim, Lo Yinech Leku Al Dovo Shehu Mishem Echad Shehu Chayev, Al Ma Nech Leku Al Dovo Shehu Mishum Shtei Shemes. If it's two Shemes, there's no Machlokes. If there's one Shem, there's no Machlokes. So Rashi says, Lamoshel, Kegoin Shtei Ilonoi Shomin Echad, V'lo yodayim mizeh lo kat, mizeh lo kat. Everybody would agree a chayiv. Shereb Elazar, mechayiv chatos for Mishu Poitim. That's poshut. The machlekes is only where you have either two malachas, or at the end the Gemara comes out based on Rashi, the way Rashi explains the Mishnah, or at least two different species. You don't know if you cut this one or you cut that one, the black or the red, different meaning. Om Rabbi Yehuda, afil niskaven lalake teinim velokat anovim. Anovim velike teinim shechoyrois. Velike teinim, shechoyrois velike levonois, levonois velike shechoyrois. In any of these cases, hebelazim achayiv chat, as Rabbi Yeshua poit. Now we're dealing with a whole new issue. Nothing to do with the last issue. Now we're dealing with Misasik. Till now we were dealing with Shoigek. Regular Shoigek that we had until now, and the only thing you're missing is the knowledge of which chet you did. You didn't end up having beer with the woman that you didn't intend to have beer with. You had beer. It didn't get switched when you were doing the beer like a regular misasik. Misasik means something switched on you. Nothing to do with Issa Veheta, Be'etzim, something switched on you. You did the wrong, it didn't come up the way you wanted, what you intended. So, over here, there's a regular misasik of Kalat HaRakula. And here the Mishnah brings down a machloikas or Belezer and Bishua, which has nothing to do with their machloikas. Their machloikas was, how much knowledge do you need at the end of the day, the chet that you did? Period. According to Rabbi Lazar, it's enough that you know you did a chet. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you have to know which chet you did. End of story. That's the whole machlekes. All of a sudden now, the Mishnah is making a cholent from a misasik, which has nothing to do with what we were discussing. It says, Om Rav Shimon to Mahani, importa bo Rav Shimon. How's Rav Shimon pater? Meaning, how could Rabbi Shua pater? Rav Shimon is saying, how could Rabbi Shua pater? He wanted to do something that was also. He wanted to cut A, he ended up cutting B. Why is he pater? So he explains, Im kein lo manema, reshachoto bo prat lo mezasi. Okay, so the Shailan, the Rishonim, how to read this Mishnah. Okay. But Al Kulponim, the Mishnah now completely l'chayra deviated from what we started. We started with a Shaila of how much Yediyah you need in order to be Chayiv Achatas. And now all of a sudden we're integrating a Machloikas and Misasik into the Machloikas of Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, which l'chayra had nothing to do with that Machloikas. So the Tikkun Ezra, in fact, in his Chibo, he has this for a kashya. Tikkun Ezra says like this: Hine, b'divrei ha-mishnah mevuyer sheyesh kan tri pluktis. The two machlekesen. The reish is ha-mishnah yesh plukta Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua ayim tzorich sheyivad alei eize suk chet uchoto. In the reish we have a regular machlekes whether you need what knowledge you need to be chayav achatas. When the Torah says Ashachoto bo, what does it mean? Hayim tzorich leid Ashachoto oy eze sug choto. Okay. Rabbi Elazar lo yibo yidia v'sagi b'idia m'mon of shoch. Quint Rabbi Elazar such yidia is enough. Ula b'shua do boi b'eze yidia choto. He says v'ulam, says the Tikkun Ezra, b'soifa mishneh. He says in the soifa mishneh, yesh sofek chodosh. So totally new shaila. Hayim chayiv chatos ba'oifen shiskavin le'isra v'loi hoitzi machshavosei l'poyo. V'al zeh soivev machloike shal Rav Shimon v'Rav Shimon Shizuri v'Rabbi Yehuda. V'eize shaychus yesh bein hani shtei pluktus. Ask the Tikkun Ezra, what is the connection between these two disputes? They're completely independent of each other. He says, "Ubeemes keshemedaktikim b'divrei Rashi." If you medayik in Rashi's words when it says "bo," look. If you look back in the Mishnah, Rashi's loshen. when he says bo, he says, Rashi says like this, the bo diksiv bikro bein ha-yediye ubein ha-chatasi. Rashi said, reads as follows, l'chab Yeshua ad she'iskavein l'chet ule'eis ha-yediye yeida b'machoto. ולרב אלעזר, כיוון שנסכם על הדבר שיש בחטא, ולעיס הידיע נוידע שיש לחטא סגי. So Rashi seems to say that you need both. That's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua patters because you need to know b'machoto, and he uses the same bo, Rashi. Rabbi Elezer, omar loy b'inon sheivoda b'machoto. So Rashi himself, in the Reish of the Mishnah, integrates these two machloikas. It's not just that they're in one Mishnah. Rashi integrates them and they don't seem to have any connection. So really we have three dinim in the Mishnah that each din seems to be completely different. And clearly the first din and the last din of the Mishnah Rashi is making into one. Right? Rashi is making that into one machloikas. We have three statements in the Mishnah. One is yediyah, how much you need for a chatas. Number two din of the Mishnah is that if you have a vaday chet, you don't bring oshem toli. And then number three, the Mishnah goes into misasek and ties it in, according to Rashi anyway, for sure, into the first machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. And they don't seem to be related at all. The din of misasek potter has nothing to do with chesor and yediyah. The case of misasek is now you know exactly what chet you did. The case of misasek is, now you know exactly what happened. When you did it, you didn't. Things got switched off on you. Which is the Tosis Yom Tov that we have here in the Maram HaKemis, which is what he is oimed on, is that really it's a completely different shaila. Because he discusses Tosis here in our sugya. That Tosis seems to say that there's a relationship between misasek and shogeg. If you look at the Yutesam and Beis, in the second Tosfos, lo yechaven l'chaticha de yisur of him toima, shegeg de kol ha-terekula lo yechaven l'yisur. What do you mean? That's every shegeg. Why is that misasik? Every shegeg is like that. You thought you're doing something mutter. No, I'm talking about by misasik. You thought you were cutting something which was disconnected. And it turned out to be connected. So Tosfos says, every shegeg of Kol HaTerekula, you thought what you're doing is permitted. You thought you were allowed to cut. That's Tosfos' point. Tosfos says, V'yim toima, shegeg nami de Kol HaTerekula loy mechaven l'yisu. V'yishloima de b'Kol HaTerekula k'shem amutu b'shegeg b'dovu sh'yadu alonu sh'u asu. אבל הוכו מסכמים לדובו שהוא היתר לכולי עלמה, אם הויו כפי מה שהוא סובו. ולכן פוטו משום דהבי מסעסק. That's what Tosfos says. And that's what the Tosfos Yom Tov is aiming on over here. The Gabichat is ksiv, he says, כיוון דלו נסכמים לחתיכת יסורה, he quotes our Tosfos. And he says, the Tosfos Yom Tov, he elaborates on this concept that there's a very big distinction between misasek and shogeg. Shogeg is where what you thought you were doing is really awesome. You just didn't know it was awesome. But there was no lacking of knowledge on the act that you did. And that's the way shogeg works. The way shogeg works is you did an avera, and you didn't realize it was an avera. But you were focused on doing the act which is an avera. By misasik, you weren't focused on doing the act which ultimately was the avera. Either way, whether you hold misasik as beheter or beisa, you weren't focused on the act which at the end of the day became the avera. So by shogeg, you were given knowledge of the chet, and by misasik, you're given knowledge of the metzias. That's the difference between shogeg and misasek. Misasek, you find out the metzias later. And by Shogeg, you find out the halacha later, not the metzias. And that's what Tosis is saying. That's the difference. So they're very different. So by Mesasek, there's no problem of Yediyah, because now you know exactly what you did. You just didn't know at the time of the chet what you did. By the case of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, the issue is not at all a problem of what the time of the chet. It was a classic shogeg, because the reason why you would have had relations with either your mother or the other way around would have been because you didn't know. That's classic shogeg. And the only problem we have now is the idea of what you did. By Mesasek, you found out exactly what you did. The problem is at the time of the action. And the reason why you're part of a machatas is because there's less liability when the action that evolved wasn't what you intended. The Torah only holds you responsible to the level of a chiyuv chatas where the action that took place was one which you focused on. In fact, Rabbi Elchanan goes to the next level, and Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman says that when an action evolves that you didn't intend, the action doesn't even connect to you. It's like it happened by itself. That's how Rabbi Elchanan sees it. Rabbi Elchanan sees Mesasek as disconnected from you. I didn't want to do that. And since I didn't want to do that act, it's not miyuchas to me. It's like nasa miyelov. Which if we look at the beginning of the Gemara, let's just go through the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara seems to go in that direction, because the Gemara says, Tanya Amar Rabbi Elazar. Monavshach. He says, I don't understand, Monavshach, you should bring the chatas. Im chaylev ochal chayev. Im noiser ochal chayev. Im ishtoy nida ba'al chayev. Im achoyse ba'al chayev. Im ishabas al samalocha chayev. Im biyamik ba'al samalocha chayev. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Harei way ma'ashachot ba'ashivot ba'machot. Now again, using that same bo. For Rabbi Elazar, I bo my ovile, mi bo ilay prad le'misasek. Misasek. Misasek demai, idich alof v'arayis chayev. By chayel v'arayis chayev, the Omer Rav Nachman o Mashmul, misasek v'chalof v'arayis chayev, shekeinene. He's chayev because shekeinene. So what does the Hanor do? So Rabbi Elchanan explains, because when you have Hanor, when your body had a physical Hanor, that is miyachasit to you. That connects it to you. When an action takes place in the abstract, something got caught, right? So there, if you didn't intend to do the act, it's like it got caught by itself. But where you are the subject of the benefit of the Aveda, so a Mamela connects to you. Because that's what Mesasek is. Mesasek is always a chesaron of liability on this, what took place, because you didn't focus on Zamayuchas to you. In fact, by mitzvahs, we find as a machlekes of mitzvahs triches kavona. Mitzvahs ain't triches kavona. Right? But the Riaz explains that everybody agrees that Mesasek be mitzvah, you're not gay. Everybody agrees. Because it doesn't connect to you. It's not miyuchas to you. So if somebody did a mitzvah and he didn't want to be yotz, he wasn't mechaven to be yotz to the mitzvah, according to the man that holds mitzvah, saying tzvichas kavon, he's yotz anyway. But if he's a misasik, it doesn't connect to him, b'chlal. And that's the problem. It doesn't connect to him. It's not miyuchas. Nothing to do with kavonah. That's why the Ran brings down that by matzah, the aloch is if somebody eats matzah, shaloi b'kavonah, he's yotz. So the Ran and the Magid Mishnah explain, because there's a shekeinene. Which means, when many ask, what do you mean, what does shekeinene do? By an avera, you could say, the iser is the hanor. Right? The iser is the hanor. You now want to have hanor of beer from an erva. By matzah, the mitzvah is not the hanor. The mitzvah is the ma'is achilas matzah. Even if you have no Hanor. So many ask this question. How could the Ran and the Magid Mishnah make such an analogy? But that's because those who ask this question learn it very simplistic. They learn Mesasik b'chalov marayis chayef shekei nene, it means that by chalov marayis, the isser is the hanor. But that's not what it means, especially according to Rebbe Chanan's learning. Mesasik normally doesn't connect to you. It's like it happened by itself. But when your body was involved, and your body experienced the situation, you can't disconnect, you can't disassociate from it. You can't say, well, it happened in the abstract. Then you are the subject of it, then it connects to you, Bal Kocha. In the male, if that's the case, it doesn't make a difference. If the mitzvah is the hano or not, the bottom line is you're a subject of that achilas matzah. And therefore, that achilas matzah connects to you, regardless. I'd rather use this to explain. That's going to be... Anyway, I'll kuponim him. That's what comes out from our sugi. So l'chayre, it makes it even more complicated to understand the hemshich of these two dinim, which are really completely disconnected and disassociated with each other. The din of mesasik is that the ma'is is not miyuchas to you, l'chayre. And the din of ashechotobo, chatosai ashechotobo, that's a din you have to have yediyah. What's the connection between these two elements, between the element of whether you need to know which chet you did and the din of misasik? And again, Rashi clearly makes it into one shalot. And that's the problem that the Tikkun Ezra asks. So I want to suggest, number one, that we should understand here that a chatos works differently than anything else. Simply, we learn that the machloikis Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua is whether this yediyah is sufficient to machayev you a chatos. Meaning, according to Rabbi Shua, when you find out that you did a malacha either on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Lezer, that's enough. Because you know you did a chet. So when the Torah said you have to find out about the chet, it meant you have to identify. It's more going on the gavra than on the chefza. You have to identify that you sinned. You sinned. You did a chet. It's a din in the gavra. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, hoyde elav chatos is a din in the chet. I have to find out about the chet, not about me. Yeah, but I did the chet, but I have to find out about the chet. And when we're identifying the chet, so there's a tremendous difference between if it's chelav or nois, it's a different chet. So if you're looking mitzad the person, it's a vaday chet from the person's end. When you're looking at it objectively, from the chefza, there's no shaychus. If you don't know if it was chelav, so you don't know, but chelav wasn't identified. If you don't know if it was noiser, so noiser wasn't identified. So until you know whether it was chelav or noiser, neither chet was identified. That's all. And that's why, Memela Bechiai Gavna, that's not called a Yediyah. That seems to be the Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. But really, you could say it differently. You could say, the emes is, as Asher Choto, it would be sufficient, it's going on the person. It would be sufficient to say that you know what chet you did. Do you know that you did a Vadei Chet, which has chorus, that would be enough. Even Rabbi Shua would agree that Asher Chotaba is really din in the Gavra. And therefore, as long as you can identify that you did a chet, for sure, so you know you were Shogag, and that Shogag led you to do a chet, that would be sufficient. By the way, especially Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Shabbos and Yom Kippur is a very big challenge, because Rabbi Kiva holds that Shabbos and Yom Kippur is called one Avera, because they're both called Shabbosim. Rabbi Kiva's shita is that if somebody does malacha on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, he only brings one chatos, not two. Because Rabbi Kiva holds that Yom Kippur and Shabbos are called one avera. So stamakasha, how Shabbos and Yom Kippur made it into our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Kiva. And Achranim asked this kasha. Because Rabbi Kiva holds that if you have Shabbos and Yom Kippur together, it's like one thing. Even though normally, if you have two Isurim that come together, we say Isur Chalal Isur. But Rabbi Kiva says Shabbos and Yom Kippur not, because it's one Isur. It's one Shem. So Stam, you have to know, how Shabbos and Kippur made it into the Mishnah according to Rabbi Akiva, but that we'll leave for later on. But Al Koponim, you could say like this, you could say that really Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Elazar. That once you have knowledge that you did a chet, that's enough to say that you should be chayav chatas. Al view, that's enough you did. Rabbi Yeshua holds a different problem. Rabbi Yeshua's problem, you could say, is like this. A chatas is very unique in the sense that chatas is miyaches to the chet, which means the way you would learn elementary would be person does a chet that has chorus. That's just a siba. That's a reason to make him chayav a kapara. And now he brings a generic carbon, just like there's a carbon toida and there's a carbon oila, right? There's something called a chatas. And for a carbon toida, there's abor chayavim lohoidus. For an oila, you have a chayve oila, whether it's oilas ria, oilas nadova, oilas choiva. And then you have chatas category. And chatas category, there's 36 people that are chayev, or 36 cases that you chayev to bring a chatas. That's it. That's how you'd learn simple. The chatas is still the same generic chatas, just like a toida, right? If a guy was sick and he brings a toida, it's no different than a guy who traveled and brings a toida, right? Well, somebody has a chiyuv toida for a different reason, right? Toida's nedava. There's no difference. It's all the carbon toida. It's a different shem. It's the same toida. It's just a different reason why you have to bring it. But really, that's not the case. The case is that chatas is actually chal to the chet. It's linked to the chet. So a chatas chelev is called a chatas chelev. If a kohen would shecht a chatas chelev l'shem chatas dam for the right owner, everything is right. The right owner, the right kivaldik, right? The only one thing the kohen is missing. He's shechting it for the wrong chet. It's called a shinui kodesh. It's a shinui kodesh. Which means if a kohen brings a carbon toida l'mashal, and he has in mind that it's for this person, right? He has in mind that it's a toidus nedov instead of one of the arba'a chayovim. He has in mind for one chiyuv. That's not a shinui kodesh, because it's a generic toida. It's a toida. He's doing it l'shem toida. He's doing it l'shem bailim. Everything is beautiful. But by a chatas, if you bring a kom chatas for the right bailim, the right chatas, only one thing is missing. L'shem chatas dam. That's it. And a chatas chelev can't be mechaper on a chatas dam. That's the halacha. Why? Even though you at the time, everything fits, everything else fits, meaning a guy found out that he ate chelev and he found out that he ate dam. Now he has two chiyuv chatos. He separated one animal thinking I'm doing this l'shem chatas chelev. Now he wants to bring that chatas for the dam. No good. Which means that the chet becomes part of the DNA of the kol. This is a chatas chelev. Right? One could therefore arguably say that Rabbi Yeshua holds that even if it's enough als the gavra to have a yediyas chet, but it's not enough of a yediya to be able to bring a chatas because it can't become a chatas chelev. It can't become a chatas chelev, he has no yediya that it's a chelev. It can't become a chatas noiser because he doesn't know it's a noiser. So the carbon can't materialize. Practical problem. Exactly. A practical halachic problem, right? Practical halachic problem. So the machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua can even be whether this is called enough of a yediyah to be able to proceed. The fact that you know you ate chelev or noiser. You don't know which one. You didn't find out. If you found out, nobody has a problem. Nobody has a problem. When you find out, you have to bring a chatas. Machlekes is when you found out that you did one or the other. You don't know which one you did. You know you either ate chaylev. So Rabbi Lezer says, that's enough. Cases came to conclusion. Because we know you did a chet, bring a kol. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. We don't have enough yediyah yet. It's a good shaila. One simple shaila is that the kohen could bring for one or the other. Yeah. So you find that in Shah such a thing. Yeah, he's master. But if you learn the way I'm saying now, then it would be very logical why Rabbi Yeshua holds you need to have these specific chet. And we don't look at the gavras because we need the shame chet to be chal on the kol. Oh, that's what I'm going to get to. What was that? There's zikah machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua how to darsh and bo. Whether bo is dafka, the specific kolm, or generic. We're trying to understand what is the svaras hamachlokes. So I'm just saying that the svaras hamachlokes could be whether the shame, since you don't know if it was chelev or dam, so the Torah is being, either way, it's a mashmoy's doshim. The Torah is saying you can't bring such a chatas. You can't bring such a chatas. Now, I have a raya that this nekuda that I'm telling you is a machlokes rishonim. Because let me ask you, what would be the halacha if somebody found out, change our mishnah a little bit, somebody had chaylev and noisim, he ate one of them. Then the mystery was solved. Which one he did. And then he forgot. You hear my shell? A guy did that. First, he had chaylev noisim. He didn't know which one he ate. He did shoygig. He ate one of them. He doesn't find out. Then he found out which one he did. And chayev achatas. And now, he doesn't know. So if you learn that there's a practical issue, you can't bring a chatas, because what is it? Is it a chatas chaylev? Is it a chatas dam? See, you can't bring it. So then, l'chari, you wouldn't bring it. What? No, if it's a practical problem, that you can't make a korban chatas without a decisive shem, either chaylev. It always exists. Reb Yidl. Tayer Reb Yidl. Reb Yidl. It always exists. Klapi Shmaya Galia, it exists. But I'm being mafresh. I have to be mafresh achatas. I can't call it. I can't say I raise. No, I'm not talking about I was mafresh. I was not mafresh. I just had a yediyah. I wasn't mafresh akorm. Now I get the yediyah. Now I lost the yediyah. Now I want to bring a chadas. I know for sure I have to bring a chadas. And I've already passed the point of knowing which chet I did. So I want to show you, I'll show you a Rambam. There seems to be a machlekes between the Rash and Raivat and the Rambam. And I would say that that's clearly the machlekes. If you get a chance to miss Hashem for next week, if I could ask the Olam to look up also the sugya on Chav Zayin on the base, because that's where the Gemara brings down this whole concept of chatas chelev and chatas dam. The Gemara brings down if hifish chatas al chelev shochal any yochal ovi al dam shochal. That's where the Gemara brings down this concept. Now I want to just show you the Rambam. Let me just pull up the Rambam. So I've told you, put that on Yechav Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, so the Rambam, It's really two separate Rambams I'd like the Olam to see, but one is the main was in Perek Beis, in Hilchos Shegogos, Halacha Hey, and the Nosei Kelim on that. Now, there's another Rambam, which I think, let me just look, this other second Rambam, which I think would be kedai to see. Which one did I give you so far? I'm left only. So maybe the one before that as well. Perek Beis Halacha Dalet in Shkogos. Here, I'll read you the Rambam. Choto v'noid aloi chatosoi. Mamish our case. The guy did a chet. Then he found out that he did a chet. V'choza v'shochach. Says the Rambam, harei zeh mevi chatos l'shei mashehu. So the Rambam shita is that this is not makif. The knowledge of which chet it was at the time of the hafrosha. We're talking about even the hafrosha. Because the Rambam says, v'choza v'shochoi. The Rambam doesn't say you have to be mafresh first. Now also, just one last ma'amokam for next week. I have to leave a bit early today. Mogen Avrom in Arachayim, in Simen Aleph, it's a Sifkot Yud Aleph, where he talks about when you say in the morning, Chatos, you say Imnis Chayavti, Chatos, it should be for, it should be. So the Mogen Avrom says, how could you do that? You need to know which chet. How do you say, if I was Chayav Chatos, this should be in the place? It's also going to tie into the Shaila that we're discussing. So, Mr. Shem will try to come to a conclusion next.